Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
We've talked previously about setting goals. There are benefits to being prepared for crises that can occur in your business, but we need to have a plan in place for these types of challenges. Futurist Jim Taylor and Watts Wacker, in their book entitled The 500-Year Delta, stated every business should develop a disaster agenda. While all of us are faced with negative challenges and nobody wants to dwell on them, we would be well served if we have given these situations some forethought. This is true for a crisis that might occur in any part of your operation: herd health, nutrition, facilities, management, or finances. A disaster agenda is a list of the three worst things that could happen to your business, along with what your planned response would be. How do you accomplish this task? By seeing the world as it is, not by trying to wish the bad things away, but by acknowledging that some things will happen to you in your business. They might even be events we would consider to be unreasonable today. Step out of the box on this. Need some examples? What if your dairy is hit with a serious disease and you lose one-third of your herd? What does your bank think? What if your milk co-op runs into financial trouble and is forced into bankruptcy? What if one of their largest customers enters Chapter 11 and is unable to pay them? Unlikely? Perhaps. Possible? Absolutely. This is what completing a disaster agenda can do for you. It will help you to be better prepared. You'll be better prepared if one of these crises does occur. You're more likely to avoid these crises due to an increased awareness around your business. And if something similar occurs, you'll have a response or action plan set to go, yielding quicker turnaround, saving time, and money. A client of mine was expanding from 400 cows to 800 cows since he had a son who was returning from college in the near future. We began hearing rumors about how his bank was a candidate for merger with a larger lender. We thought, what if his bank gets bought and new ownership wants to reduce their dairy lending? Having a positive long-term history with his lender, we decided to consider other sources of funds for the expansion and got offers from two other lenders with loan structures suitable to his needs. As it turned out, his former bank did sell, and the new ownership did reduce their ag lending portfolio. What could have happened if we had not planned ahead? This client could have lost a lot of time and money in revising his plans at the last minute. Developing a similar contingency plan in your operation is definitely in your best interest.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.
Milk prices often take farmers on a roller coaster ride. That's great in years like this one, not so great in years like 2006. CWT helps to smooth out the stomach-turning ride by balancing supply and demand to strengthen and stabilize milk prices, keeping milk checks healthy. That's why every dairy farmer should be investing in CWT, the farmer-funded self-help program. For more information and to apply, go to www.cwt.coop or call 888-INFO-CWT. Do it today. Every dime in CWT makes a difference.